Do tech titans rule the world? From their economic weight to the AI revolution, tech titans are on a trajectory to becoming more powerful than nation states.
Economic muscle. Imagine that Apple was a nation state and not a corporation. It would have the world's seventh largest economy, just six places behind the USA. What's more, just seven tech companies: Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, Meta, Microsoft, Tesla, and computer chip producer NVIDIA now account for almost 30% of the S&P 500, the total value invested in the 500 biggest companies on stock exchanges in the U.S. America, it would seem, is becoming dominated by its own tech sector. The U.S. government exercises no control over these tech giants and how they impact the world. They innovate, they profoundly alter society, they destroy entire industries, and politicians are often years behind in their comprehension of what is happening. So, already, which has the more effect on our lives? The decisions taken in government cabinet meetings, or the ones taken in tech company boardrooms?
Strategic importance. Tech billionaire Elon Musk recently opposed the approval of aid to Ukraine, saying Putin cannot lose. But arguably, Ukraine would already have been defeated by Russia if it weren't for him. Soon after the invasion, Musk connected Ukraine to his Starlink satellite internet service and sent them terminals to use it. This meant that Russia could not disrupt military communications in Ukraine, as it had hoped. On the other hand, when Ukraine launched a major attack on Russian-held Crimea, Musk took the decision to suspend the Starlink service on which it depended because he feared the attack would escalate the war. In other words, we are now in a world where a single tech billionaire is affecting the course of a war between two sovereign nations, one of them a nuclear superpower.
Political influence. We all know that tech companies harvest data about us whenever we use the internet. Most of us don't consider this important because we are not sharing sensitive information. But by letting tech companies profile us, we make ourselves easier to influence. The algorithms that decide what will interest us are often shaping our opinions. The effect of this became apparent after the 2016 U.S. election, which put Donald Trump in the White House. Infamously, foreign governments used social networks to feed voters with misinformation. But more importantly, the Trump campaign made extremely effective use of the analytical data that tech companies such as Facebook held on individual U.S. citizens. Using this, it knew which individuals to target to produce a reaction. Who was angry about immigration, for instance, or who was racist? Thanks to big tech, we now live in a world with Orwellian levels of surveillance. But it is private companies doing it, not governments.
Future dominance. ChatGPT has its problems, in particular its tendency to make things up, but it has shocked world governments into taking AI seriously. Everyone can see how, in the near future, a multitude of jobs now done by humans could be automated. The social consequences are profound, and it will place the tech companies that control AI in an even more dominant position than they enjoy today. That leaves us with numerous questions. How fast will the technology evolve? Who other than the tech giants has control over the process? And above all, if tech leaders themselves worry that AI may pose an existential threat to humanity, shouldn't their research be stopped? By the time these questions are answered, we may be living in a world where tech companies, not governments, are the true world powers.